driving a big lazy car, rushing up the highway in the dark. I got one hand steady on the wheel, one hand's trembling over my heart. And it's pounding, baby, like it's gonna bust right on through. And it ain't gonna stop till I'm alone again with you. A friend of mine came to my father last night. When we spoke in his voice, I could hear the light. The skies and the rivers, the timber wolf and the pines, and that great jukebox out on Route 39. They say he travels fastest who travels alone. Tonight I miss my girl, mister. Tonight I miss my home. Is it the sound of the leaves that have blown by the wayside that's got me out here on this spooky old highway tonight? The cry of the river, the moonlight shining through. That ain't what scares me, baby. What scares me is losing you.
How I love my girl. blank Frank. He is the messenger of your doom and your destruction.
Through my feet, shade, stadium, the radium. E and D square.
Kick out of the Palladium.
Should I think that I can't? It's the sound of science. The sound of science. Science.
Robo-do.
The newest in new.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Girls covered with honey, till I aspire to be as cunning. Feeling a rock and a roll, a B-size D cup. Order the court of deluxe. Why don't you wake up? My mind is kind of blowing like an oil projector. How do you get up to get the Jimmy protector? Went to surf and work and exploded. She woke up in the morning and her face was coated. Buddy, you study the man on the mic.
I do what you like.
Well,
that's right, my name's Yop. Constantly on, constantly on, the fountain of youth, not Robotron. This is a word I've heard before, so
I do not sniff a coke, I only smoke the sense of Mila.
Well, who am I know? I know I'm with the
school.
When I live on mine,
and that's kick me broke, I got science
for any occasion.
Postulating theory, formulating equations.
Well, teach wizard, it's no blizzard. Eat a chicken, kiss it with a girl named Lizzie.
Dropping science like Galileo dropped the orange.
Where's the contract of San Venganza?
I don't know what you are talking about.
Don't lie to me. You've been protecting it all these years, sworn to secrecy.
Sworn to keep it from the likes of you.
There's an old saying, raise no more devils than you can lay down. My father raised one too many.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place.
Yeah.
That's just how much I marvel at the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way and join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and think you're neat. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
I want to hear a caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me staring back at you.
Yeah.
That's just how much I question the corny things you do. You paint your face and then you chase to meet the gang where the action is. Stomp all night and drink your fizz.
roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in the convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder if I mean just what I say,
yeah.
That's just how much I question social games you play. You told your mom you're stoked on Tom and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat, and you think you know where it's at. Wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Thinking about sitting you down, Jim.
What? Hey, what are you talking
about? Nah, it's not your fault. I played you way too much and you're too tired. Well, besides that, I think it's time I give Janny a look. He's been waiting for 7 months.
You're kidding me. Now?
Yeah, of course I mean now.
That's my net, man. You can't do that.
They just scored 10 goals, Jim. Right now, it's everybody's net.
Oh, wait a second. I've given you everything I've got. Now you're pulling the plug on me?
Have you? Given me your very best? Because I know there's a lot more in you. A whole other level that for some reason you just don't want to go to. Well, what the hell? You don't understand what I'm talking about.
No. I'll tell you what I don't understand, Irv. I don't understand you. Nobody on this team understands you and your ridiculous sayings and your drills and those stupid psychology tests.
Ned, who wouldn't take the test?
So sad, I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow as we lay. Hold your warm and tender body close to. The whisper of the raindrops blowing softly against my window all late at night.
me.
Make me leave.
One more time. For the good times, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time up for severance when you leave me. For the good time. Oh yeah. For the good time.
Something that might interest you.
Watch closely, Mr. Morrison. Nothing up by the sleeve, and you will notice at no time does my hand leave my wrist. The music is part of his conditioning.
Boogie down, baby.
Nice kitty. No, no, he's fine. Maybe a little crispy around the paws, but otherwise, he's fine.
Damn it. You barbecue all the cats you want. If you don't have me out of here inside of 15 seconds, I'm gonna call the cops on you faster than you can say Marlboro Man.
You better listen to the big picture, Mr. Morrison. Quitters Incorporated was endowed by a very important person. After he died of lung cancer, we realized that there were certain techniques that he had developed in the family business that we can now use to stop people from smoking. Actually, this is a very nice tax gimmick. But mainly, we're interested in helping our fellow man. For the first month, our operatives will have you under constant supervision. You may see some of them all of the time. You may see all of them some of the time. But believe me, Mr. Morrison, you'll never see all of them all of the time. You smoke, they'll see you.
And bring me down here and stick me in the old cat room, I suppose.
No. We'll bring your wife down here and stick her in a cat room. You get to watch.
Versus Steiner, the one that never happened at Fall Brawl is going to happen at Halloween Havoc. A lot of stress for both you and members of your family. Do you think you pushed too hard, Rick, for this particular match?
No, I don't, Gene. You know, my brother, he's brought this on himself, and this has been coming for a long, long time, Gene. When we get the fall.
What? What the devil? What is that? Wait a minute. Take a look. Get that dummy out of here. We're trying to conduct an interview.
Who's that?
Shut him up, please. Give it a rest.
Get me out here.
What?
Hey,
wait a
cue ball. Who you calling a dummy?
Wait a minute.
You're standing there with the genetic throwback who barks at the moon. I'm doing love scenes with Jennifer Tilly, and you're calling me a dummy?
Say it again.
Yeah?
We call you.
You're a dummy.
Hey, what's the matter? For a guy who never shuts up, you sure don't have much to say, Mean Gene.
Well, just a second here, Chucky.
Shut the hell up.
Don't let him talk to you like that.
I didn't come here to talk to you anyway. I came here to talk to that idiot standing next to you.
Hey, bring your raggedy rear end down here. You got something to say to me.
Wouldn't you, Ricky? You've been playing with dolls all your life. At least that's what your mother tells me.
Oh, please.
But I'm not your type. You need a kinder, gentler, dumber doll. Me? I'd show you what it's like to get your head twisted off, your arms and legs bent and broken. And when I'm done with you, I'd let the dogs chew on you like some old shoe. How would you like that, Ricky?
You got something to say? Say it. If you ain't got nothing to say, get the heck out of here.
I'm here to tell everyone that if they want to see a real pro at work, they should go and see my new movie, Bride of Chucky.
Please.
Opening October 16th. And I want to give you some advice, Ricky. Don't mess with Scott. You see, what I really want to do is direct. And Scott's the lead in my next project. So if you mess with Scott, you're messing with me and my Academy Award. And Chucky's gonna get more than lucky, Ricky. Chucky's gonna get even.
Well, that's insanity. That's lunacy.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more
unforgettable in every way?
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you.
forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
I'd only get unconscious if I'd had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere, and each day seemed grey and dead. The seeds of desperation were growing in me head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection, but I didn't want a wife. And then by lucky chance I saw, in a special magazine, an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. I took her to the bedroom and pumped her with some life. And later, in a moment, that girl became my wife. And so I sit her in the corner and sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen and I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.
Would you be my girl? Would you be my girl? Would you be my girl? Would you be my girl?
Thank you. off my plane.
All right.
Наконец-то! Они выводят генерала на площадку!
Go! Go!
So fucking what?
Well, I've been to Hastings and I've been to Brighton. I've been to Eastbourne too. So what? So what?
Fucking